Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Look, I just think of it as the fact that there, again, to me, it's special because I remember watching the Lions growing up and it was part of Thanksgiving. Like, that's how I think of it. Win, lose, or draw, I was like, hey, the Lions are part of Thanksgiving, just like the Cowboys are. But I think this city deserves it, you know, and it's in the simplest form to your question, it's easy to say, well, you know, you're not winning games, so you shouldn't have it anymore. To me, I think, I'm selfish, man. No, it should stay here. I mean, part of the Lions, I'm a head coach. So, look, we'll make it worth it, all right? We're going to make it worth it.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Back here on BetQL Daily, I'm Alex Gold, filling in today along with Aaron Hawksworth and Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Lions. You heard it from him. This is still their day. This is still something he's going to, of course, want because he's the head coach of the Detroit Lions. And I feel like right about kickoff today, here in a couple hours, if you're on social media, we get to about the end of the first quarter when we cash that scoreless first quarter prop bet, right? Because it's going to be a boring game. Low scoring, and I'm going to be very happy. Everybody will be complaining that the Lions are on Thanksgiving once again, Aaron.
Yeah, that or we're swinging and missing and nobody's playing defense and this is just a high scoring game that nobody saw coming. Yeah. Excuse me. Dan Campbell says he's going to make it worth it. Okay, you heard the man. He is going to make it worth it. I think he's a man of his word today. He's going to come up with a great game plan. The Lions, they've had this circled on the calendar. They're like, you know, we're probably not going to win many games, maybe one. Thanksgiving, that's it for us.
Is he going to just keep running it on third down, though, because they don't trust Jared Goff? Like, they don't trust him, and it looks like he'll play today. They're just going to run the ball when it's 3rd and 9, just hand it off to DeAndre Swift and be okay with punting the ball. That's what I'm hoping he does yet again today. But at least we have 3 games. There was a time where we only had the 2 games on Thanksgiving, and it was just the Cowboys. It was just the Lions playing, and we didn't have that Thursday night game, which tonight, of course, is going to be the Bills and the New Orleans Saints. The Lions, it's tradition, though, right? I mean, this is one of those you expect, you know, on Thanksgiving. You know you're going to be slightly miserable, but, you know, it's the Lions in Detroit, and they're going to talk about how the Lions have been bad for so long while we're all waiting and asking our in-laws how much longer till the turkey's ready.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, is it time to turn the page on this tradition and boot the Lions off of this lineup? Because it's like we dread it. I don't know. It's kind of like the background noise game for me. You have it on, but you don't really care that much while you're getting ready for whatever your Thanksgiving plans are. I think it would be cool to just come up with some of the traditional NFL rivalries that we all love to watch. I mean, the thing is, you never know year to year if either of those teams will be relevant and if it's going to mean anything. I was telling Paul Aspen, I want it to be like American Idol where we get to vote maybe in October, like,
but you want to flex a Thanksgiving flex? I mean, they do flex Sunday night football. Huh, okay. All right.
Wouldn't that be fun? Because then it's like, okay, I want a really good matchup, especially for the people who, you know, but they might not want to chat with their family a whole lot and they want to watch some football and eat some good food. I mean, let's give us something to watch. I am not interested in Lions Bears.
So here's the only thing. I don't want my team playing on Thanksgiving. Like whatever team it is for you, if you're watching on Twitch, you're listening on the BetQL app, the Odyssey app, like if you are rooting for, let's say it's the Chiefs, I'm here in Kansas City.
No Chiefs, Raiders?
I don't want to be stressed out, locked in on Thanksgiving, because you're right. A lot of these games are background noise a little bit. So I don't want, it's nice knowing that my team's not playing on Thanksgiving. If I'm a Bills fan, I'm kind of stressed out. My team hasn't been playing well. I got to wait all day till my team plays on Thursday night. When Thursday night, you're trying to relax. You maybe you're stuffed. You're a little sleepy. You don't want any of that.
You got your kids, so you can't be fully invested in the game. You know, there's a lot going on.
There's something to be said for the other miserable fan bases at times having to be miserable on Thanksgiving.
That's actually true, because the teams themselves probably don't want to play today. They want to be with their families. They want to enjoy Thanksgiving. And so maybe this is why the Lions don't get booted off the lineup, because they're being punished, because nobody wants to watch them. So it's like, yeah, we might as well just keep them on Thanksgiving. It works perfectly. While you're preparing your Thanksgiving meal, you have the Lions on in the background.
I don't expect the Lions to really ever get switched off of this because of what Dan Campbell said. Like, this is something, I bet if you're the owner of the Detroit Lions, like, this is one of your marquee, it's one of your few primetime games, if you will. It's a national, you know, huge audience that you're going to get throughout the season, because you haven't earned those Sunday night honors. You haven't earned those Monday night football honors for the most part.
Yeah, for a while it was the Washington football team playing the Cowboys. They kind of made that a thing, obviously not this year. But I could see more of like a traditional rivalry type game. But, you know, I guess when the Lions aren't relevant, nothing is really a rivalry for them when you haven't won a game.
And we are going to talk more. I mentioned the Buffalo Bills. We'll talk to Mike Shope over at WGR 550 in Buffalo coming up at the top of the next hour to get his thoughts on how they are feeling in Buffalo and how he's going to pass the time waiting for the Buffalo Bills game tonight. But you brought up maybe some rivalry games for Thanksgiving Day on the NFL slate. Well, there's one rivalry game, at least today, in college football, and there's a bunch of rivalry games coming up this weekend, a couple of huge matchups. But it does start tonight, the Egg Bowl. Later today, 7:30 Eastern time kickoff, Ole Miss 2.5-point underdogs. This was a surprise to me. There's been a lot of line movement in this one, Aaron. 3 points in the last 30 hours or so in this game, and we get two of the best personalities in college football. Lane Kiffin, Mike Leach, head-to-head, and they're both in Mississippi. I am looking forward to a little college football, just in case maybe that Cowboys game gets out of reach and we want to flip over and watch some college football before the Bills game.
I'm actually really excited for this one as well. You know, despite being a top-ranked team, Ole Miss, slight underdogs because Mississippi State's at home. You've got two really good quarterbacks in this one. This total has also gone up. It was at 61. At last check, it was 64.5. Both of these coaches have egos, big personalities and egos. They're going to want to prove who is better, who's the most innovative offensive mind. Is it Leach? Is it Kiffin? They're going to be aggressive. For me, it's Mississippi State or nothing. I'm rocking with my guy, Mike Leach. You know, the Heisman, I think, is C.J. Stroud, but Matt Corral could be a finalist. If he plays well in this game, he could prove, you know, to be a finalist for the Heisman if he has an amazing performance tonight against the Bulldogs. Ole Miss averages over 500 yards per game offensively, and then Mississippi State 452 yards of offense per game. But the Bulldogs, they're just so good through the air, 398 passing yards per game. I think this is going to be a high scoring back and forth, much different from what you're going to get in the Lions Bears. This should be a high scoring game. I'm looking forward to that. This is what we need after we're nice and full from our Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, I mean, I just think this is going to be
selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This is going to be an interesting one between two coaches who really, you know, want to prove that they're the best.
This game should be that tryptophan cure, right, to keep everybody wide awake. I think I'm with you there when it comes to the points. And Mike Leach, just the personality that he brings to the game, because I'm with you on Matt Corral. He was, you know, one of the Heisman frontrunners at one point in time. Cooled off a little bit here as of late. It's actually Mississippi State who's playing better. That's probably why we see the line where it's at. But, like, Mike Leach, he gives us gems like this. Listen to him talk about dancing.
A bunch of our players love to dance and the music's going and all that, and then they try to get me to do it, and I was afraid they might dump something over my head if I didn't, like water and worst of all Gatorade, so I figured, I better comply, which I did. So I started out just trying to walk in place, and that was clearly not satisfactory with it. And then that wasn't satisfactory with my captors. I tried to bring the knees a little higher, and then I got the hands up to try to finish the deal off. And I do think I outdid Elaine on Seinfeld, but, as soon as I thought I was safe to stop, I did, and let them have a great time.
That had everything in it. I mean, we got a Seinfeld reference there. He snuck in at the end, and he's talking about being held captive in reference to his players forcing him to dance and all that. If it means that Mississippi State has to win, if you're telling me I get some Mike Leach dance moves in the Egg Bowl on Thanksgiving Day, and Mike Leach post-game thoughts on turkey, because he already had some thoughts during the week on turkey, as he always comments on food and is asked about that all the time. I'm here for it.
Halloween candy soundbite was fantastic as well. I don't know why I didn't see Mike Leach dancing, but all I could picture was Christopher Walken. Like, I could just see Mike Leach dancing like Christopher Walken. The way he was describing that, I don't know. He's like, and then I tried to finish the deal off. I don't know. He just sounded hilarious. I guess Mike Leach probably doesn't have some superb dance moves, but I want to see them for sure.
Yeah, I like overall, just the play overall. I know the Bulldogs are 1-4 or 5. I like Ole Miss at +2.5. Keep an eye on that line, and I'm with you on the total to see where that actually ends up. There was just a few other rivalry games, or at least some interesting games this weekend too, that I was really interested to see where this game has been at throughout the week. And it's, of course, Ohio State and it's Michigan. And it has Ohio State as 8-point favorites, yet the books haven't moved off of it. I think it's last check, about 78% of the money is coming in on Ohio State. And the books appear to be taking kind of a stance here. You would think the line would move a little bit. It hasn't. They are steadfast at 8. It hasn't gone up to 8.5, hasn't gone up to 9, which I think is very interesting to keep an eye on heading into Saturday for just a massive game in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to bet this one. I just think Ohio State's on a completely different level than any other team in that conference. It's hard to defend this Ohio State team, and I think their defense has looked a lot better as well. This is a stay away for me, but, you know, I'm looking forward to watching the game.
Do we have a five-star play or two for college football this weekend, thanks to our friends over at BetQL?
That is a great tease. Why don't we come back with maybe some
five-star
bets?
Okay, I need a five-star play to set us right for this weekend as well. We'll get that five-star play, and we'll get back to the NFL. Mike Shope over in Buffalo gets us the lowdown on the Bills and Saints coming up tonight here. This is BetQL Daily. I'm Alex Gold, along with Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.